One of the very funniest things in the entire world just happened. And I've seen this happen before, but it just happened to me. Where you record for 10 minutes and then and the mic's turned off. We have these headphones on. You're feeling dorky as fuck with this silly microphone in your hand. And then you record for 10 minutes just saying the dumbest shit. Some funny shit though. And the microphone was off. That is so funny. But motherfucker, I had this delicious ice cream sandwich. It was like a it's like a sugar cookie cone with like not a cone though. It was like two sugar cookies sandwiched with little M&Ms squished into the top of each cookie. Sandwiched between like kind of shitty ice cream, but it was like it was still good ice cream because it's fucking an ice cream sandwich between two cookies with M&Ms. So it's like, could you get anything better? I don't fucking know. I don't think so. That was fucking good, but it kept melting and some dumb shit, man. What was I just reading about? I was reading about something kind of interesting. Something about cannabis. First, I started looking at what's more popular, how it's pronounced. I went on this Google Trends. And you can type in these words and it'll show you its interest over time, which is kind of cool. And I did cannabis, weed, pot, and marijuana. And you can look all the way back to 2004. But I think the more interesting information is in the last 5 years, 2014 to 2019. And it's like they're all definitely getting more popular. Marijuana is kind of at a steady slow for the last 5 years, which is interesting. Same with cannabis, but you can see an uptick. And with fucking pot, it has these major spikes. And the spikes are interesting because it's like it spikes for 6 months, like it spikes from fucking July through December, and then it goes way down to all the way through like the end of June. And then it spikes way back up till the end of December, and then drops down again once it gets to the end of June. It's like I wonder what the fuck is going on with the word pot. But then I'm thinking like, there's probably a lot of people who just type in pot because they like cooking. Because if I'm not smart in the kitchen and I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of just like need a new pot, and you kind of just are using the internet for the first time or even the 50th time, and it's just like you just type in pot because you just have like this Google shopping page that just immediately pulls up a pot. Or you just go to Amazon. Let's be real. Who's not ordering on Amazon? My town's just getting this Amazon fulfillment center. They're a couple months out, I think. I wish it would happen like tomorrow, but we've been moved to one day delivery already, and it's a fucking luxury. And literally, when it's offered to have 2 hour delivery, and sometimes getting it in an hour, I'm not ready for that shit. How could I ever move away from this town? That is like a fucking privilege. Anything you fucking ever wanted delivered to your door in under 2 hours, that's incredible. It's one of the most incredible things in the entire world, I think. So that's kind of interesting. But I think the biggest one right now is weed. Goes like crazy. And it also has the same trends, but their trends are opposite. It's like the low times for pot are the high times for weed. And the high times for pot are the low times for weed. And that's been an average consistent trend for the last 5 years. So right now, over the next like 6 months, let me look at the next last 12 months. Refreshing. Okay, so pot is about to go up like double in popularity, and weed is about to go down in popularity for whatever reason. Probably for the next 6 months. That's really kind of what the cycle is. Interesting. So I guess pot is what's cool right now? Maybe? I don't know. I'm so tricked. I wonder if it's more related to cooking. It probably is. Because now it's going up. Wintertime, maybe people are cooking more with pots. Warmer meals, maybe. I don't know. So maybe weed is just the right way to go. Mississippi, the most interest in the country in the word weed. Texas next, 38% of the whole population. Compared to the other keywords of fucking weed, cannabis, pot, marijuana. They all have weed as the first by a huge margin. Well, no, that's not true. Pot is huge. Takes over the entire country. The only spot where weed is literally more popular than the word pot is in Nevada. It's like the entire state is... I'm actually going to try and find the number. Looking... Oh, Nevada right there. Oh, shit. I fucked it up. I moved my finger. It was like 36%. I just lost it. Damn it. 2 seconds. South Carolina, Connecticut, Florida, Ohio, Virginia. I fucking passed it, I bet. Missouri, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, North Dakota, Massachusetts. Oh, I fucking passed it. God damn it. Mississippi, Texas, West Virginia, Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina. Oh, right there, Nevada. 36% is saying weed. 34% with pot. Kind of interesting. All right, well, I guess it's going to be something. I'm going to title this bitch something about weed. I don't know what it's going to be called yet, though. I was thinking something with an A. I want to start it with the letter A. Just in case it's ever being searched in alphabetical order, it's at the top. Because it should always be at the top, I think. So I was thinking Astro Cannabis. It used to be, when I first started this, or just dabbled into the idea of this, it was Airy Jane, A-I-R-Y-J-A-N-E. Like, my thought process was mail fucking marijuana, mail ship people marijuana, like Amazon does. So it's like air flying in the air, and then just like Mary Jane being pot, kind of dumb. But I did it. Had this cool ass logo. I have this guy who does super good logos. It's funny, I have all these logos, things that I end up quit doing. But it's cool. It was like this pot leaf, and he made the letters AJ into a shopping cart for like shopping, and then shopping weed, because there's like a weed. It's engulfed in like a weed, I don't know what the fuck you call that, star, the leaf of the plant. But it was cool. I wish I could use that again. What's with a J? None of it makes sense. Gotta do something different. And I'm not even doing, has to be about weed. I wonder what, Astro Weed. It's gotta start with the A. Airy Jane. Astro Cannabis. Astro Weed. It's gotta be weed. I don't know how I feel about that. Astro Weed? Astro Talking? Weed Talk? Weed? Weed Times? Weed Munchies? It's kind of funny, like, I was just listening to Robin Hood Snacks. It's super interesting. I find it really interesting. It's like 15 minutes of these guys talking about what happened in just kind of the business world, stock market, stock drops, or something major with a company. Earnings reports. It's fun. It's not long. Kind of just quick info on, like, what's new. And so weed munchies would be kind of funny because munchies are like little snacks and stuff. And weed's the hot term right now, so weed munchies. That is so lame, but I think I'm going to do it. I got to write it down. I was going to try and draw something, but I'm so fucking shitty at drawing. But this iPad is so fucking cool. That pen works so well. Like, there's this program that lets you do all this cool shit, but I have no fucking idea what I'm doing with it. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll, I don't know, maybe I'll get that guy who did the cool other logos. He's done a bunch of them, like five, but I guess that's it. Title of this shit is Weed Munchies. I wonder if I'll do two words or one. I kind of like two. Cool. Weed Munchies Podcast.